Welcome here to a wake-up call with Dan Tortora, live pregame show before every Syracuse football home and away game. We'll be here at Orange Creek Brewing Company, here with a bunch of LSU fans. They seem to travel well, some of the people getting up here on Thursday for Saturday's game. So I guess it's only fair to start here with a former running back, Rob Drummond, sitting to my left side here, myself, Dan Tortora, to talk about the guy that everybody's talking about, and that's Leonard Fournette of LSU. So what are your initial thoughts on Leonard?
Very dominant running back. My years of watching football, the only running backs I've seen as dominant as him have been Herschel Walker, Bo Jackson, and Adrian Peterson. So this young man's very, very talented, you know, and he has a huge upside. So we have our hands full today in stopping this young man. But it'll be an interesting game. I don't think they've played the Carrier Dome before. It's an interesting venue to play in. So it'll be a good game, and I'm hoping this year can prepare well.
When you look at, we just watched some film on Leonard Fournette and just what he's been able to do, his ability to never really stop. There was one play where he went down, kept his body up with his hand, and then spun around and got right in front of the goal line. Just, have you seen a running back in a long time? I know you talked about Bo Jackson, Adrian Peterson. Have you seen someone in a long stretch of history in college football at this point in the 21st century that is to the level that he's at right now, or is he kind of in a league of his own at this point?
At this point, he's in a league of his own for the simple fact that he runs downhill, and he runs downhill with speed. And as a running back, former running back myself, you know, it's about body awareness. And when he's out there, he's got a sense of not being able to be tackled. He doesn't let the first tackler ever break him down. His concept when he's running is to demolish the first tackler and get to the next level. When you get to the next level, it makes it a lot easier as a running back because now you're going to punish him. He's a punishing runner, but he's a punishing runner with talent and speed, and that makes for a bad combination for defenders.
Now, being the matchup that it is today, Syracuse's defense doesn't always get the respect that it deserves. I know it's early in the season. They've played three teams that are unranked, but they have the number three run defense against what a lot of people consider the number one running back in the country. What can you say about Syracuse's defense today, and at least what they've done up to this point to stack the box and try and condense that run a little bit?
Up until this point, they played pretty well, but up until this point, they really played nobody. Let's be honest about that, you know. But you got to fly around. You got to hit. You got to have fun. That's what Coach Bullard's defense does. You know, the SEC is a very, very tough conference. I myself have played against the SEC and bowl games, you know. In 87, we played against Auburn in the Sugar Bowl. And in 89, in 88, we played against LSU in a Hall of Fame bowl, you know. And the one thing from those games that I took away from was that you're going to get beat up. So you either be the hammer or you be the nail. You got to make that decision very early. You know, so you have to go out there and really attack or play an LSU type of game. And that is a very physical game.
Getting inside it, you know, getting in the Carrier Dome, you and I have talked about it in the past that when Syracuse plays the big schools, the big teams, that they've been going to MetLife. They went to MetLife to play Penn State, went to MetLife to play Notre Dame, went to MetLife to play USC. What does it mean to you to have LSU in this city in the Carrier Dome? Because you and I have said this for a long time. It's not as big of a venue as other venues around the country, but we're not fans of sending a game to MetLife instead of having it in front of the Syracuse fans. What do you think about LSU's talent coming in the dome for the first time ever?
I think it's great for the city of Syracuse to have a team that's ranked nationally, to come into the Carrier Dome and play in this venue. You know, it gives us national exposure for the simple fact that, you know, we can play with these type of teams. Because, you know what, it's one thing to go out there and say it. It's another thing to go out there and prove about what it is you're doing. So Syracuse has to show up today and actually play, I won't say a great game, but play to the level of LSU, because LSU came here to win. You know, so for the simple fact that, you know, you have to go out there and play this game. They're not going to lay down and give you this game. If you want this game, you have to go out there and take it. So Syracuse has a great opportunity, and I hope they fare well today.
We talked about the fact that through the first couple games for LSU, I mean, it's been all Leonard Fournette, three rushing touchdowns in each of the first two games that they've had. But their quarterback, 21-31, not throwing the ball that much. And his completion percentage, I mean, the 21-31, that looks like a game. It's a typical one game, not two. So, you know, some LSU fans are saying the fact that they want to see the ball thrown a little bit more. How do you kind of view it? Because you're a former running back. You played here at Syracuse, played in the NFL. Obviously, you want the rock. But what can you say about LSU kind of being a little bit one-dimensional right now, only one receiving touchdown.
They're not a little bit one-dimensional. They're a lot of bit one-dimensional. Eventually, that's going to catch up to them because teams are going to start stacking the box, you know, and putting 8 or 9 guys in the box and stop for them. They're going to start throwing the ball, and they're going to start throwing the ball early and often because you got 8 or 9 guys in the box. I'll tell you firsthand, as a running back, that's very, very hard, you know, to overcome. So these young men have a great start. Right now, our coaches and defensive coordinators are really licking their chops because now they're going to put 8 men in the box and say to themselves, like, you know, if you're going to beat us, you're going to beat us with someone besides Burnett. And that's going to get very, very tough on them going in the future.
Now, Scott Schaefer, the head coach of the Syracuse Orange, said that easily in his coaching career, which has only been the 3 years here as a head coach, but then also tack on the 4 as a defensive coordinator at Syracuse. In 7 years at Syracuse, he said this is the best running back he's ever going to welcome into the Dome. Who were some of the other guys that have stuck out to you? I mean, Andre Williams, who's playing for the New York Giants, he came in as he was a Heisman hopeful. He got shut down by Syracuse for the first time the entire season, had not had a game under 100 yards, and Syracuse was the only team to do it, knocked him out. He was actually injured. But for that Boston College running back, when you see a guy like Andre, does he even hold a candle to Leonard Fournette? I mean, how do you kind of look at some of the strong guys that have come in? And I mentioned Andre because Andre was the last one to be stopped by Syracuse.
Andre was a candle to Leonard Fournette. Leonard Fournette would be one of the top 5 players taken in the draft. You know, he's just a big, dominant, powerful, elusive, you know, explosive running back. You know, I've been fortunate enough to see Bo Jackson in college, and see Herschel Walker in college, and Tevye Oldham, you know, and Adrian Peterson also, you know, so I've seen some great backs in college come through my time. You know, but this is one of the most dominant running backs I've seen. You know, it'll be interesting to see once teams start stacking the box what he does then. You know, because if you don't have a balanced offense, you know, it's easy for a defense corner to say, like, you know, let's stop one guy. Take that one guy out of the game and see who else can beat you. You know, LSU's going to get to a point where they're going to find someone else, or they're going to need to find someone else to beat teams besides Fournette, because teams are going to take Fournette out of the game. When that happens, it's going to be interesting to see how they go from that forward. You know, at this point right now, I think they're one of the top 3 teams in the country. You know, just from their strength and just from their size, just how they dominate teams. The way they beat Auburn, you really don't see that, you know, in SEC games, but it'll be interesting to see what they do going forward.
In going to the guys who might be stacking the box today, most likely will be for Scott Schaefer, who is a defensive-minded coach, even though he played quarterback in college. Marquise Hodge, Paris Bennett, what can you say about what they've been able to show? Zaire Franklin obviously got the big interception at the end of the game against Central Michigan that helped give Syracuse an opportunity to win a game that they had in their clutches, but obviously with their starting quarterback going down, you know, things happen. So what can you say about the linebackers who are going to be a huge part of this game? Because Leonard Fournette getting out of that first line of defense into that second, once he hits that second, it's going to be all up to Hodge, Franklin, and Bennett to make a stop. What can you say about what you've seen from them in the first 3 games of the season so far?
First 3 games, they've been playing great. But, let's be honest with ourselves. The first 3 games, we played against opponents that we should have and did beat. You know? So it's going to be interesting. The front four has to play their behinds off of it. It's a simple fact that they're going to have to keep those offensive linemen, you know, off the linebacker. Because it's those offensive linemen can, you know, be chipped, you know, which is basically you block the guy, beat the guy in front of you, and chip off the linebacker. They can chip all day and get to that second level. And that makes the job that much easier for that. You can't get that man running down there. He's got to be touched 2 or 3 yards on his side of the ball. He starts running downhill, he's not touched until he's 2 or 3 yards past the line of scrimmage on the other side. It's going to be a long day for Syracuse.
When you look at this Syracuse team and the defense they've been able to put together so far this season through 3 games, you know, we mentioned the fact they played Rhode Island, that they played Wake Forest, and that they played Central Michigan. Central Michigan's Cooper Rush, the quarterback that they have, has gotten a lot of respect for what he can do. But outside of that, a blowout against Rhode Island, which Syracuse is supposed to do in those games, and then against Wake Forest, they survived almost 400 yards passing, giving that up in the secondary to win the game. But where they sit today with the opponent that they have, let's look at the defensive line. Ron Thompson, and we're going to talk about this matchup and more players as we continue to go, but Ron Thompson at defensive end is very elusive and very fast for his height and for his weight. What can you say about Ron and what Ron's been able to do? Because if anybody has a chance to get that first hit on Leonard Fournette, fans need to know that that's Ron Thompson. He's got the best chance to get a hit on him, to at least get a hand on him. So what can you say about Ron at this point?
Very good athlete, very talented player. You know, for one player to think that they can get a hit on one other player, so you know what? Let's be real. Whatever that is not Superman, you know? He's just like everybody else. He puts his pants on one leg at a time. Yes, he's a very, very talented athlete. Yes, he's a very, very good player, and he's not the best in the NCAA. But he's just like anybody else. So he's walking with the attitude. It's just like, you know, match against him, play as hard as you can, you know, go out there and win. Hit him. Keep hitting him. Don't stop hitting him until that clock says 0-0-0-0. You know, so it's a daunting task. It's a very tough challenge for Syracuse today, but you know what? At any given day, anybody can be beat. 1983, Syracuse is the number one ranked team in the country, right? In Nebraska. So that's why they play the game. You know, we look at this game on paper and say, you know, listen to all the stats and listen to all the, you know, the fans and the media said, Syracuse, you should play this game. You're a 24-point underdog. You know what? The game's going to be played. And when the game's played, there's a chance that you can win. So go out there and play the game and tell you can. That's all I say.
That coming from Syracuse and NFL alum Robert Drummond, myself, Dan Tortora. We're live, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT, the live feed that you can hear anywhere around the country and, of course, around the city and in front of fans here at Orange Creek Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue. They say LSU fans travel well, and they're all standing in front of me right now. We'll be back in just a few minutes here to talk about that late 1980s game, 1988, LSU and Syracuse. We'll talk about that in a couple minutes here and so much more as we get set for a big game going off at the Dome at noon Eastern Standard Time. Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home and away games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York. Welcome back here, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live pregame show from Orange Crate Brewing Company and live anywhere around the country and the world, and of course in the city here on MixLR.com/WakeUpCallDT. LSU is playing Syracuse. It's, I guess they need to remind a few people in the bar that LSU's here today. Nobody's here. A lot of LSU fans here, the Syracuse fans trickling in. I see number 44 over here. LSU Syracuse taking off at noon Eastern time today, and we're very happy to be here as always. Sitting to my left is a Syracuse alum, an NFL and CFL alum, Robert Drummond, and next to Jim Brown and Floyd Little has the most yards per carry for a career. So big congrats to that. And there was a big game that happened, and it's on the wall here back in the late 80s where Robert Drummond was the MVP of a game against a team called LSU. And bring me into that history and that game and what it meant to you to get a victory like that, knowing where Syracuse was back then and knowing similarly now that Syracuse is not a favorite in the game. What did you take away from that moment?
Personally, you know, playing against a SEC team, you know, you realize the first time I ever played against an SEC team, we played Mississippi State in Starkville, Mississippi, and it's a whole different level of football, you know. Down there, football is religion. You know, we don't understand that up here in the North, you know, but to play against LSU in that game, the year before, we were 11-0, we played against Auburn in the Sugar Bowl, you know, and it's just the physicality and the tenaciousness, the nature of the game is approached an entirely different way. You know, you have to be ready. You have to be approach that week of practice and prepare for it to be a physical game. You know, that game against LSU, it was in Tampa, Florida. You know, it was hot. You know, we're playing against Eric Hill was one of their big linebackers, one of their All-American linebackers. You know, I think there was a preseason, another All-American named Jackson. He was just, they were just physical guys, you know. And we knew they were going to bring it to us, so we had to up our game. And fortunately enough, on that day, that particular time, we upped our game. We brought our A game. Syracuse is going to have to bring their A game today to have any chance in this game. Doesn't matter if it's a dome, doesn't matter if it's a hoopla, doesn't matter if it's a hype. They're playing against a, you know, an A-plus team, and unless you bring your A-plus game, you're going to get destroyed.
When you look back at that moment in the late 80s, in 1988, when Syracuse took on LSU and defeated LSU, is this the type of game that Syracuse needs right now, where LSU is again a top 10 team, is again, you know, one of the best running backs in the country, if not the best running back in the country? Is this a similar situation, in your opinion, to what Syracuse saw back in the 80s? Is this team where they're at? Is it a similar, or do you see a totally different thing from 1988's team to this Syracuse team that's going up against an LSU powerhouse that a lot of people obviously around the country respect?
You know, honestly, there's no similarity. The simple fact that back when I played, we were a top 20 team consistently. This year, this the current territory, this game is not a top 20 team. We're looking for top 50. And that's just how we disrespect the Pioneer School. They just be playing a hard game and throwing out our shoes. But they win a game like this, of this caliber? Yes. And kind of put them to an upper echelon to the next level. And now we have much more respect. And now people don't be on people's radar. But you know what? You still have to go out there and play the game. If that was supposed to dominate the team, supposed to be a blowout, a beautiful pound of dark, a future, they wouldn't play the game. But for some reason, they play the game, ironically. No. Because so we should have said, so, you know, any given day, any given chance, anybody can win a football game. The series is a pro-team, a rebound, running outside, looking at it. They want to be a good game, but even if they lose the game, you know, fight every battle, make it a competitive game, go out there and play as hard as you can. People will respect out of the effort you put in. That's what you do. You go out there, you get 100% effort.
When you were a part of Syracuse, it was a different world. It wasn't the ACC, it wasn't the Atlantic Coast. You know, the Big East was what it was. It was blue collar, hard nosed football. The ACC is different, and some teams have figured it out. Boston College said, we're going to come out of the Big East, we're going to go to the ACC, and we're going to be the exact same team. Ground and pound, we're going to out-tuck it. And that's how Steve Adazio has taken it. It's how he would take it in this game, it's how he would take it in any game. Syracuse has kind of gotten away from that. They talk about being hard-nosed, but they haven't been a ground and pound team. They haven't been a team that's going to trust in the run the way that they have in the past when you were playing for them in the 80s when they were defeating Nebraska in 83. So have they gotten back to that point? Do you like what you're seeing? Knowing that Syracuse's MO and have any chance of playing strong in this game is to run the ball well, do you like where they're at right now? Have they at least made a former running back happy in how they run the ball at this point?
You know, they're running the ball well. I mean, as far as, you know, I have no choice but to be happy. I watched that Hall of Fame for we played against LSU, the other night on television. You know, and one thing about that team back then that's different than now is that we were business. You know, from the simple fact, we took the SEC co-champion at the time, the co-champion for the Auburn, and we pushed them around. We pushed them around for 60 minutes. And until Syracuse gets back to that mentality, that psyche of being able to push things around, being physical, not caring who is going to play against you, just going out there and preparing yourself and playing a hard game, they're going to stay the same mediocre mid-level team. You know, in order to break through their aggression line, you got to be a dominant powerhouse team. Back in the 80s when we played, we were the LSU from the play team because we were the dominant team. And people still said, you know what, we play Syracuse, we didn't beat up that entire game. We were very good at this game. Everybody down here. Look at the two running backs, myself and Greg Johnson, and the two centers, both in the NFL. We're both big, tall, strong, physical running backs. That's all the Syracuse team group. So until I get back to that level, until I get back to that mindset, we're going to be an average media team.
And you brought that up. The last time Syracuse faced LSU, they had yourself, Robert Drummond, here as we talk on mixlr.com/WacoCallDT, a live feed going around the country and the world, and of course here live at Orange Freight Brewing Company, 721 South Cross Ave. If you're in the city of Syracuse, you need to make your way out here and pregame with Rob Drummond and I, Dan Tortora, before this show, this game starts at noon Eastern time for Syracuse and LSU. But as I was saying, when Syracuse last faced LSU, they had a running back that ended up going to the Philadelphia Eagles, and they had a running back fullback in Daryl Johnson, Moose, that ended up going to the Cowboys and winning three rings. Is there anybody running the ball on the team now that you look at and you can really see some talent in that this LSU defense might have a problem with today?
You know, all those gentlemen are talented. I haven't seen it yet. Devontae is a very, very talented running back. Jordan is a very talented running back. Premiership, you know, that whole pass, they're very talented. But it's not just about one person, because you need a collective group out there doing well.
I'm going to take a step aside here. When we come back, we'll be talking about the two coaches for LSU as well as Syracuse, and we'll be getting more into this game, a little bit more talk on Leonard Fournette, some talk on Jordan Fredericks, and the fact that Syracuse has done something that many teams don't have to do in college football. They've done it 2 years in a row, and that's have four different quarterbacks under center due to injury, something that is not a good thing to have, but that is the situation today as Syracuse steps into this game against LSU. So for myself, Dan Tortora, and my partner here, Robert Drummond, we'll be back from Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Cross Ave. LSU and Syracuse fans are already back up in here with us. And here from Orange Crate Brewing Company in just a few minutes.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home and away games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Back here on Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live pregame show. We're here before every Syracuse football home and away game. For the home games, obviously, we're down the road from the Carrier Dome for the away games, where we are taste of what you're going to be getting in the dome today. But I feel like I'm in college game day right now. So I will say, but LSU fans, I will say they travel well, and everybody has been very nice. So I will say that about you. I think everybody's happy to see Leonard Fournette today. I think Syracuse I'm looking forward to having a big game up here. This is the biggest game Syracuse has hosted in the Dome since Nebraska, the number one team in the country, went down in 1983. So it's a big game inside the Carrier Dome. LSU fans, Syracuse fans, obviously coming out here, drinking early, getting ready, pre-gaming with us, myself, Dan Tortora, alongside Robert Drummond, who was on the 1988 team that defeated LSU in Tampa, Florida. This is the first time LSU has come to the Carrier Dome. And with all the fans out here today and with everything that is to come of this game, I want to talk about Scott Schaefer first. We're going to talk about the head coaches. And Scott at Syracuse. Syracuse has always been blue collar, punch you in the mouth. They don't bow down to anybody. They're not afraid of anybody. Is he the right coach? This is his third year. Is he the right coach to be at Syracuse for games like this and moving forward?
Time will tell. Ray Dawes has done a great job, and he got this team primed. He said before the season started that Syracuse could be 3-0 going into this LSU. For us, the national headliner, you have them home. You have everything set up, ready to one. You know what? And as you said, just like Nebraska, lightning strike twice. And so we can go up to the end to the don't worry about the LSU. You really want to be another opponent and two other players. Carry it on. The home court advantage of the bands here, yes, the house will be packed a lot of people out here today. I'm going to tell you, it's a great thing. My first night, my college is very good. Block out all that stuff. So basically, block out all the things that are distracting the past game. The beating LSU, not in the game overall, but an easy play taking. There's going to be somebody who can 60-80 plays run that game. Try and get 95% of the plays when you're on offense team, the special team that game, you're winning the game. They have their hands in the game, but you know what? You need to have to be accomplished because they're working hard there.
LSU head coach Les Miles had some words. His opening comments this week going into the game against Syracuse is, he talked about the Carrier Dome, said it was near college, great law school, basic stuff, but he talked about Schaefer. And he said Schaefer really has done a great job there. They're 3-0 off to their best start since 1991. Big overtime win over Central Michigan, and I want you to know I'm from the Midwest, so I know what a real quality MAC school is capable of. Speaking of Central Michigan, for the Orangemen, for Syracuse to be in the position they're in, they earned it, and we respect them. We see them as a very strong program. Les Miles, what can you say about who he is, his words going into the game, and the fact that he really is a coach that doesn't overlook anybody. He does respect programs. Some people just say it, but there are people that respect it.
I respect Coach Miles, of course, but the simple fact is, Coach has always said the right thing, you know? We're always good for every team to be building the board and say, like, the fire up another team, but that's where you're starting their place. So, but Coach Miles has a great job. That was his report. Yes, this is the week in and week out. They have to play dominant team in Bolivia, Alaska, Florida, Arkansas, over like, a list of teams in Auburn and Alabama, you know? Week in and week out, we're playing the top 10 caliber type teams, you know? So, 18 teams have left, so it's like, target program. But probably the coaches that decide which miles to speak up with other programs are it's them saying the right thing. I'm not saying that it's not going to be bad about Coach Miles, he's a very good coach, but they're always going to say the bad things. I'm pretty sure because it's a brotherhood, they have much respect for one another, so that's always good to see.
Now, I'm sure that Syracuse fans and LSU fans alike will be happy when we talk about this next topic, and that's the fact that you went into another bowl game against another SEC team, and back then in a bowl game you could tie and both teams got a trophy, but you were leading the entire game. They kicked a field goal to tie the game at the end just to have some type of respect. So Syracuse has been in big games before. You've been in a lot of them. LSU, the victory, and a victory over, and I'm sure LSU fans will be happy with this when we talk about it. Let's talk about that victory over Auburn. Even though it was a tie, let's talk about Auburn.
Well, we were already known, but this is not Auburn in the Sugar Bowl. We were basically for a national championship. We weren't basically, we were. This is a week, we had a chance to spend a week
They got USC 15, whether it be LSU or DBA or Auburn in 87. We had a chance to spend time with it now. They're proud of their conference, they're proud of their football, but so are we. For the same fact that both teams, you know, we physically beat up. Auburn is going to feel their ways again against the Titans. We didn't want to lose the Vegas Bears in the vote. That's okay. You know, you play football out there also. You know, football is not taking the only time that you got to sell. You play football out there also. And they found that out. So when you go to Auburn, have the Titans, you end up beating up the SU, the power field. But you know, football's football. You need to line up and just play every single game. Whether you're 5 years old or 35 years old, it's going to be an interesting game to do because these young men that go up there and go out there and play to the best of their ability and hopefully the best team playing that they will want.
What can you say when you look at a team like LSU going up against Syracuse? We talked about them being one-dimensional at this point. Everything relies on Leonard Fournette. What do you think about Syracuse being in a position like that? Because Syracuse has struggled with dual-threat quarterbacks that can run. And so even though we haven't talked about him a lot, we talk about LSU being one-dimensional. Brandon Harris can run the ball. He has 2 touchdowns. He's the only other guy on LSU to have 2 touchdowns, to have any touchdowns rushing this season. What can you say about Brandon Harris, knowing that Syracuse goes from year to year where sometimes they can face that dual threat, sometimes they spend a long day trying to catch up with it?
As of this day, we haven't seen nothing yet because Burnett's been so dominant. But we're going to get to the point. If I was a defensive coordinator, if I was a head coach of the 2018, or if I was Coach Saber, I'd say to myself, Burnett is not going to beat us. Somebody else is going to beat us. We're going to take him out of the game. So I don't care if I have to put 9, 10, 11 guys in the box. He's not beating me. Force LSU to do something that they're not comfortable with doing. And that's making someone else on that team beat you. Take Burnett out of the game.
Right now, LSU has 1 receiving touchdown, so 1 touchdown thrown in through 2 games. Syracuse's secondary has been a question mark. Now, Julian Wiggum is a guy. It's a very, very young secondary for Syracuse. As we continue talking here, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora live from Orange Creek Brewing Company, 721 South Cross Ave. If you're in Syracuse, you're not here, you need to make your way over here pregame with us. But speaking on the secondary for Syracuse, Julian Wiggum, he's the vet. Outside of him, there's a lot of young guys. Antoine Forty, Rodney Williams, will go down the line. A lot of youth that's on the team. And Corey Winfield, who goes from wide receiver to corner, but he also scored the first touchdown for Syracuse on defense, having been a former wide receiver, grab the ball and turn it the other way. What can you say about Syracuse's secondary? Because it stands to reason that Brandon Harris is going to at least fake it a couple times to Leonard Fournette and try and go over the top against Syracuse's secondary that gave up 373 yards passing to Wake Forest. What can you say about the secondary?
They got tested last week.
One of the guys that's on Syracuse's defensive line that I know that we need to talk about here, and that is John Raymond. John Raymond's been through a lot of adversity. I think whether you're an LSU fan, Syracuse fan of anybody, you can respect and appreciate this. This is a man who went to a school in the Midwest, wanted to transfer, and he had a lot of family stuff going on. The NCAA would not let him play in his first season at Syracuse. He ends up getting here, and he gets hurt, comes in again, gets hurt again. Now he's healthy. He put a lot of pressure on Cooper Rush. start at the end of the game. What do you like about number 50, John Raymond, and what should LSU fans know about John Raymond as the interior part of the line that's going to try and stop Leonard Fournette? Before we take our last break in this first hour of the show, here Wake Up Call with Dan Sartori, live game day at Orange Creek Brewing Company, 721 South Cross Ave, LSU fans, Syracuse fans, packed up here in front of us for a big game at noon Eastern time. One more guy I want to talk about before we go to our final break in this hour, and before we start the second hour, is to look at Luke Arcenego. He was a linebacker standing straight up in Syracuse's defense for a couple seasons, and now he's got his hand in the dirt, and he put a lot of pressure on Cooper Rush. Ron Thompson had two sacks. Luke Arcenego had two sacks in this last game where Syracuse faced Central Michigan, somebody who Les Miles said that he respects knowing that Michigan area. So what can you say about Luke Arcenego and the fact that he's had to change positions, but he's been asked to play right away and be a part of the rotation? And I don't think any LSU fan can overlook Luke Arcenego today, number five on the defense.
Football is different than soccer. It's two religions out there, you know? But you're fun to watch, you're fun to see. As you see, it's packed out there. And those two bands, you know, that's what I see about three or four LSU fans, you know? But, you know, you love your sports, you love your team, you love your town, they're here to win this. So you're going to have to wake up with mass attention. Right now, we're not watching the team, but we're not out there doing what the fans do. This is a
That coming from Rob Drummond, Syracuse, Orange alum, NFL alum, sitting to my left here, myself, Dan Tortora. We're going to take our last break in the first hour here of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live game day at Orange Creek Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Ave. Syracuse fans have started to make their way in, and LSU fans travel very, very well.
Hey, this is Dan Tortora of Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, here to tell you that the Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue, down the road from the Carrier Dome, is your home for all pregame, postgame, and during the game excitement in Central New York. Make sure you come out for my live Syracuse pregame shows before Syracuse football and Syracuse men's basketball home and away games. We'll have a live pregame show for you there with me, Dan Tortora, and special guests throughout the season. Orange Crate Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Avenue, your local Central New York hotspot for all of your bar needs, as well as great food, great atmosphere, and a great time with the Central New York community. Right down the road from the Carrier Dome, be a part of game day at Orange Crate Brewing Company on 721 South Krause Avenue in Syracuse, New York.
Back here, Wake Up Call with Dan Tortora, live pregame show, 721 South Cross Avenue. right down the road from the Carrier Dome. Syracuse, LSU, get ready for noon Eastern time. Coming up here, we're at Orange Crate Brewing Company. LSU fans and Syracuse fans, I'm going to ask one thing of you today. Can you give a round of applause to the owner, RC, that's here? He opened the bar early. Anybody can find RC's phone, you would appreciate that too. Put a little ball mention out there. But I'm here with Rob Drummond, Syracuse, NFL, CFL alum, myself, Dan Tortora. We've been talking about this game coming up in just a few hours all the way through here. But we have to go back to the task at hand for Syracuse and obviously the task at hand for LSU. What do you need to see in the first quarter that can help lean this game either way? What does LSU need to do? What does Syracuse need to do in that opening 15 minutes to make a statement? One for Syracuse, one for LSU. What's that key thing that you're looking at right now?
LSU just needs to do a job doing what they've been doing. That's dominating the team. Coming out there and, get really on the block. Syracuse has the best out of Tennessee. Syracuse has the best out of Tennessee. They're going to be stressed. They have to go out as we did, but they're living undefeated in 1987. So, what do you think is going to happen? That game is going to be the simple fact that we got to have Tennessee. They're open play at 80 yards per hour, that's the amount of points. And I've seen that Syracuse kind of do the same thing.
How does Syracuse match that intensity in the beginning? Is it that first hit on Leonard Fournette, 1-2 yards by the line of scrimmage? Is that what needs to happen to get people into it? Because we saw the dome. Against Central Michigan, I will give Syracuse fans credit for this. When the game got close, when Eric Dungy, the starting quarterback, went out, when all hell broke loose, Syracuse fans did not leave the Central Michigan game. Sometimes they walk out in the third quarter. They didn't do it for that game. They stuck around. They were loud, couldn't hear, and there were penalties, missed assignments, and a bunch of problems for Central Michigan. So what's going to get the crowd going early in this game? What has to happen to Leonard Fournette? Does it have to be a stop for 2 yards? I mean, at this point, is this what it's going to do? Because we know Leonard's going to run today. We know he's going to do something magical at some point in the game. So what is the thing that needs to happen with the Syracuse defense early?
You need to understand that Superman is not a right in Syracuse, but just like everybody else has such a force. He wakes up every single day, just like any other man, faces a tough time, one leg at a time. You have to understand that, you know what? You have to mentally tell yourself, I'm just this good. Is he at the bases right now? Yes, he is. He's a very talented young man. He's a human being, just like everybody else. When you understand that, you go out there and put it the same way. Will he get that? Of course he will. But it's a game where he's going to get all 100 yards. But you know what? You have to limit his attempts at breaking long runs and gang tackles and show your dominance also. When you can match yourself up against anybody, I don't care how good they are, you understand this is true, and you play just as well. And that's what you have to understand they have to do.
What was the difference maker for you in 1988 when Syracuse beat LSU? What was the big difference on the team? I know we talked about Moose Johnson, the play for the Cowboys, and yourself. What were the things that Syracuse needs today that they had back in 1988?
You know, basically, I was amazing to that ball game. That attitude, that arrogance that he had to walk on the field and he saw, partying with them all day long, and he got to that game, he didn't like him at all. After the game, he sit there and he was getting back up, and he was like, listen to this guy, he's going to play for me, and then he got to play all the time, and he didn't like him. He went to the coach, and he got to play for him.
Eric Dungy, the starting quarterback for Syracuse. Kind of a good situation for LSU defense. Terrell Hunt's the starting quarterback incumbent. He goes down. After that, Eric Dungy becomes the starting quarterback, helps lead Syracuse to 3-0. He goes down from a cheap hit from Central Michigan. Now Syracuse is on their third starter in four games. Zach Mahoney, who is a preferred walk-on junior college transfer. What words do you have for Zach Mahoney as a preferred walk-on junior college transfer going up against one of the top 10 teams in the country?
The same thing that I told you my freshman year when I started the first game down in Central Mississippi. You know, welcome to big time college football, young man. You know, you're going to wake up, you're going to do one of two things. You can either accept the challenge, go ahead and head on, make your mistakes, take your buttons, lose as American, or you just completely crush it. You know, cater into the national media, the hype, the who's going to beat them nation. It's going to be one of two things. I'm hoping you guys got the first one. You're going to accept the challenge, you go out there and take some buttons, lose as American. Maybe you'll get a victory out of it. Maybe you won't, but you know what? Still learn. This young man got a lot. On his shoulder right now. I'm pretty sure it's going to be a sack, but I think it's going to be a good day. What I hear about him is very heavy player.
And lastly, while we wrap up our first hour here, Wake Up Call with Dan Tora, live game day pregame here at Orange Creek Brewing Company, 721 South Krause Ave. Zach Mahoney hasn't been the only quarterback. Austin Wilson's also been out there. Syracuse has said that they're willing to use as many quarterbacks as possible today. What do you like about Zach Mahoney? What do you like about Austin Wilson? There's a lot of LSU fans here today that trust in their defense that haven't seen the likes of an Austin Wilson or a Zach Mahoney. What are the key components that LSU's defense needs to know about these two guys? And what should Syracuse fans know about them as well?
They're very young. LSU has been down in the program for a long time, you know, and they're coming in with the attitude,
They're coming from Rob Jones, Syracuse, and NFL alum, and the man that was the MVP of the game when Syracuse defeated LSU. Myself, Dan Tortora, we're here live game day pregame show before every Syracuse home and away game. And if everybody's wondering what that giant cheer was, every time Leonard Fournette shows up on the screen, the fans treat it like it's the game going on right now. I think if we played college football on a video game right now and put it up, people will be going crazy right now. Somehow in the state of Louisiana right now.